Here, I would like to show evidence of brick being melted and smoothed out as it melts. I'd like to show all the evidence of the brick melting. Look up top. Notice how smooth it gets as it begins to melt. Whoops, apologies. That's a little bit too thick. Let me just thin it up a bit. Please notice how you can kind of see it melting downward here. See the little wave here? It's melting and dripping, forming a rock curtain and melting downwards. Here the red brick is melting and has melted, and you can see how it's smooth here where it melted and smoothed it out. The red brick melted and it began to look like it's going to flow and become viscous, and it's smooth here. Notice how when it melted the red brick, it became kind of smooth looking, and it kind of looks like mud, like a mud flood, but it's melted red brick. And again, as you can see here, from the ground, the grid meltdown, the ground is so hot from the grid meltdown that it begins to take the original red brick and churn it up and cook it into this, what looks like stone and so forth, but it's brick. And when the brick begins to become viscous and flow, it expands out and balloons out. We'll get to this. Here you can see when the red brick melts, it gets so hot that it has flooded itself from other buildings, has flooded it. And when it cooled off really fast and densified into what we see here, it's like a mud flood, but it's melted red brick building, densified. Here we can see more evidence of brick churning from the X Factor event. It's becoming really hot. It's just taking this brick and creating this really smooth looking red brick and into this smooth looking opal looking, you know, what you see there. Again, what we see here is just evidence of red brick. Normally when a house has a fire, what you see left over is a fireplace, but that's only because fire gets up to like 1500 degrees. What we're seeing here is temperatures well past 3000 degrees, 5000, maybe even 10,000 degrees of what it's doing to these bricks. Look how smooth all this red brick building at the top is melted like ice cream, smoothed out, melted like ice cream, just churning. Here the red brick on the left is rock curtain. The mortar has been squeezed out, dripping down. Here on the right, the red brick, a little bit of carbon 14 remains here, the red color of the brick. Here, you know, melting, it's becoming smooth. Look what it did to the dome part of the brick. Look what it did here, it's melted the brick down into a real smooth looking melt of ice cream. Here, the red brick at the bottom still has its color and carbon 14 color. Here, the mortar has been squeezed out of the brick. We call it mortar snot, if you will. My subscribers and I have coined that mortar snot because it seems to be more vulnerable to the heat than the red brick, and it gets squeezed out first. Notice at the bottom down here, it's melted the red brick. Here it's cooked the color and red carbon 14 color out of the brick, and it looks white. Here we see a beautiful red brick building. Excuse me, what was a nice red brick building. This is all that we have to tell that was a red brick building. That's all that's left. The cooler areas of the arches here. The brick has not been melted. and turned into what people call a Rocky Mountain. But that's what all mountains are really buildings that have been melted and mangled and damaged and ruined by the cataclysmic X Factor event. Red brick. Again, look what happened to the red brick. It's literally just churning and being turned into mush here at the top here. Mortar snot is dripping out the side of the walls. Here we have a close-up of what happens to the bricks as they get churned up. Here, the red brick, the mortar, red brick, and then look what happened to the brick. Look what happened to that brick. Look what happened to that brick, and it just expanded the brick out. Here, it just ballooned out, like what we call a balloon rock. When the brick begins to become viscous and fluid, it becomes liquid and fluid, and the heat expansion is now able to, it gives way to the heat expansion and balloons out. And look what happened to the red brick here. It's been stretched out, ballooned out. This is what's left of the red brick. And again, this is going to be a really important time to realize that the idea of, you know, slaves bringing blocks to the top of a pyramid is ridiculous. What you're seeing here is damaged red brick. It's all red brick. And then you see a clear, distinct difference of what happened to the red brick over here. Notice the difference from a more horizontal looking brick. Even though it's damaged, you can see it's more horizontal. Here, it's been turned into these really square, horizontal to square blocks. And we'll get to that. But it's really important to understand that everything was built with red brick and that it has been damaged and cooked into blocks, not built with blocks. Here you can see a flowing of melted red brick flowing down and around. See the drip here? Look at the drip. Flowing, hot melted red brick being expanded outward like a balloon. You can still see the red brick. It's just balloon rocked it out. Boom, expanded it out. Heat is trying to escape. And then the inside, expect no different. If it's going to melt the outside, it's going to melt a lot of the inside red brick. You have red brick, and then where it has been melted, you can clearly see where you have red brick, and then it's been damaged and melted, all the red brick. Here it's stripping down. See that? Then you have the red brick, and then the damaged, melted, damaged red brick. Here, I'm going to show some incredible evidence of red brick being completely damaged and melted like ice cream. Here, this was flooded with melted liquid red brick. You have the red brick here. Notice how it's swelling up the bottom of and damaging the red brick. This is flowing like a liquid lava. The brick of the wall here is being churned up and cooked like a soup. Here you can see the black scorch marks with the heat, the damage from the bottom, the bricks getting churned up here. Again, look what happened to the red brick. This was all brand new, perfect red brick, and it looks kind of stony now because of the damage, the melting. It looks a little melty. Red brick. Didn't know red brick could melt like ice cream, huh? But you will see soon enough. what happens to Red Brick when the X Factor event strikes. Look at the melting. It's just melting this Red Brick like ice cream. Look at the damage to the Red Brick. Here you can see what's left of the Red Brick. And again, here the brick is just swelling. It looks like it's just melting outward, you know. He's trying to escape. Just a lot of damage. Again, here the Red Brick is like just the color is being cooked out of it. The color's gone. It's just damaged big time by the X-Factor event. Here, look what happened to the Red Brick. This was all flooded out in hot liquid lava. See the top of the doorway entrance here? It's all been flooded. This was all hot like lava during the X-Factor event. The top, you can tell, is still a building here. Here, look what happened to the Red Brick. Just dripping, melting like butter and ice cream. And look at the melting here. You have what was, you have all, you can clearly still see the brick lines. Some of the colors get cooked out of these hotter bands. You can see these brick lines. And then the concrete, upgraded concrete Tatarian molds that have been attached over the Red Brick is just melting down and into the Red Brick together. It's just incredible evidence of the damage from the X-Factor event. And here is what's interesting is you have the Red Brick, and then the carbon 14 looks like it's just getting squeezed out into like a liquid viscous, and then it looks like it gets crystallized or vitrified. It's incredible, the damage. Here you have the Red Brick, and then the red is being cooked out and it looks whiter, red to white here, and then further to the right, the Red Brick has been just melted into, you know, a little more heat, and that would look like a Rocky Mountain, you know. Here, the carbon 14's been squeezed out of the brick and then vitrified, crystallized. This was all Red Brick, and it looks like Crystal Mountain, but it was Red Brick. Here, you can see damage to the Red Brick. The melting, the damage, just the steps have been cooked into these blocks instead of these little bricks. You can see a tiny what's left of the brick cooked into these blocks. And again, look at all this was hot and liquid and cooking these bricks into blocks. Look at the damage here. This was all super hot. Look at the wall here, how it was hot, and it was starts to melt the bottom of the wall here because this was all hot here. Again, the bricks here, completely cooked. Completely cooked. You can almost see where it started to just turn into liquid here. From a solid to a liquid melting viscous flow. Again, more damage to the Red Brick. Everywhere we look, damage to the Red Brick. Again, they call this the Great Wall of China, but it's not a wall. It's the top of a building. It's a walkway. Both sides of the building are damaged almost all the way up to the very top, as you can see here. And again, what can do this to Red Brick and melt it like it's ice cream? The X-Factor event. Everywhere you look, damaged Red Brick. Again, the carbon gets squeezed out here. You're seeing heat trying to expand and escape, frozen in time. Here you can get a close-up of, you have the original shaped square of the Red Brick, and it's been just mangled. Look what happened to the brick. Expanded out, cooked out, color cooked out. You see the mortar in between the brick still. Here you can see the Red Brick was, they had placed, concrete, updated, upgraded Tatarian concrete molds over the red brick, and sometimes not just mold, they also spread the concrete smooth over it a lot of the times to give it a smooth, straight look, concrete look, if you will, but it's all red brick, and it's all damaged at the bottom here. Look what happened to the red brick. What can make these tiny little bricks here turn into these bigger bricks? And then the color gets cooked out here. Color getting cooked out here. Again, you see the concrete that was over the red brick, damaged and gone. See the concrete just falling off. And then the red brick getting cooked into these bigger blocks here. Here, you can still see the remnants of the color that it used to be. It used to be this white looking concrete color over the red brick. More damage to the red brick and the concrete that was over it. Beautiful concrete mold designs over already the beautiful red brick design. Just incredible. Look how they put this concrete over the red brick here. Look at the design here. And wait till you see this. Look, this is looking down from above. That's the same building looking down. The concrete molds over the brick are still intact there. At the bottom, you can see that the red brick is a lot more damaged than up here, because it was hotter down there. The grid was hot. It was a grid meltdown. As you can see, the buildings on the grid started to become superheated and hot. The entire ground was hot and began to melt and flood with red brick. Here, the red brick, the color's been cooked out in the different blocks of the red brick that it was cooked into. Here you can see the color has been cooked out, and it's white instead of red. Whoops. Here you have just damaged what was once glorious and beautiful. You have damaged red brick, and the upgraded concrete molds over the red brick is damaged as well. Here the red brick has been cooked into this stone, because it gets hot at the bottom. The grid meltdown was hot at the bottom. Here, the red brick with some partial upgrades of the... Well, I think it's just, yeah, that was just been blown away. It's probably all had the white concrete over the molds here and the red brick. I mean, just incredible, interesting looking molds. Just very detailed over the red brick. Just was glorious back in the day. Look at the different looking beings. Again, perhaps depicting some of what they looked, some of the beings looked like in the old world. Notice the ear here, and then notice the more elfy looking ear here, and this kind of dude looks kind of like an elf or something, you know. You know, kind of look like from a movie or something, like Lord of the Rings or something, you know. But again, these are all from the old world. Devastating. And please, we're going to introduce this incredible phenomenon that shows a clear line of damage here. The red brick here is damaged. You can still see some of the red brick, but then everything below this line has been cooked into block. Here, you can see the transition of the red brick being churned and melted and then turned into block here. You see how it's churning up the red brick, and then it starts to turn it into block instead of that. This is before, and then this is after. Again, this is before, and this is after. You see the big blocks at the bottom, but it used to be little tiny red bricks. Again, you have the red brick here, and then it had the concrete molding or concrete finish spread over the red brick, what's left of it. So the red brick under the concrete mold here has been balloon rocked and turned into stone. You can see the damage to the red brick here is devastating. Look at the red brick, the melting, the churning. Look what it did to the red brick. Here, you can see the old world, highly advanced civilization even marked their bricks, some of them. You have the red brick here, is what's left of the red brick, a band of coolness here. Red brick being melted. Here, the concrete mold over the red brick, damaged. Let's get a close-up real quick. You can see the concrete over the red brick, and then here the red brick is kind of being cooked and churned up and expanding out into stones and blocks and melting, and you get these balloon rocks. But it was all originally red brick with the concrete over it. But the red brick has been balloon rocked, destroyed, damaged. Here you have a red brick building, and it's flooded by liquid melted red brick. They don't even know what to think here. Here you have the red brick with what's left of the concrete molds over it. You can still see the red brick underneath it. Here you can still see the red brick underneath the damaged concrete molds, and it's flooded here by which was once hot liquid melted building. Here you can see the red brick underneath and the molds over it damaged, cooked. Here the red brick underneath the molds destroyed, damaged. Here you can still see some of the red brick underneath the concrete molds. The old world had many different looking cool beings, statues, depicting them. Here, what we see is the red brick being crystallized, an up-close picture of damaged red brick by the X-Factor event. Here, the red brick is being melted together. Here, you have a red brick building, and then the building behind it coming outward, you know, and flowing into this liquid mess, and then it hardened again. And you still see the original red brick here, and the whatever was part of the building over here has been damaged, melted. Here, that was all red brick, and it had become viscous, and it starts to separate and pull apart and form these holes, and then it hardened back up again, but it's all damaged red brick. Here you can see the red brick, how it was red brick here, and then it just starts to, here's the bottom of it, it just starts to expand. It just expands. That was all perfect red brick. You can see the mortar in between the red brick still. And then what's left of the red brick, it expands out, you know. It cooks the color out of it, churns it up, expands it out, turns it into what looks like these stones, you know. But it was all red brick. Underneath here, the red brick. And then you can see how the concrete molds has flowed over the red brick here. A rock curtain, what we call a rock curtain. Here, the red brick and the heat starts to expand outward so much that it parts starts to pop out of the wall. Call that a popcorn brick. See how it's just, the heat's making it want to just pop out of the wall. It's so hot. It's hard to describe this event. What can do this to red bricks like this? It's amazing to see this action. You have the red brick here. It's not really being affected until right here. It starts churning it up, you know. And then over here, the brick looks like it's just trying to get out of the wall, you know. It's like, let me out of here, you know. You know? That's what I get. I mean, look at these bricks. They're like, let me out of here. They're just getting churned up here into melted together. Here, the brick lines are just falling down. You can see how it's just fall down into that brick. And it's trying to pop out here. And of course, the red color cooked out into yellow. Here, damaged red brick. Here, the brick has begun to melt together and pancake together. What I like to call pancake brick. See how they're coming together here? Brick lines coming together. Of course, it's usually this way, though. But look what happened to the brick. Again, the brick looks like it's trying to get out of the hell out of there. Excuse me. Again, it looks like the bricks are trying to get out of the wall. Turning into stone looking. It looks like stone here. Again, you have the red brick and the mortar snot dripping down. And this is getting to my really favorite evidence here is the red brick starts to turning and getting the color cooked out. It starts turning into these other look, into what looks like rocks. Bloom rocks. Like look at the red brick here turning into like bloom rocks here. And again, look at the brick down here right in the middle of this possible chimney, whatever it is. The red brick just starts bloom rocking and expanding from the heat and forming what looks like blocks. The concrete molds over the red brick at the bottom here are also melted. Look at the brick here, and on the right, we see this distinct difference in what happened to the brick here. This was red brick here. You can see what's left of the red brick here. But the rest of it, the red brick, has been destroyed. Look at it. Look what happened to the red brick. It's incredible to see this damage in action of the red brick. Here the red brick is melting and dripping over. Look at the beautiful brick lines at the top. The distinct brick lines. What's left of them is what I should say. Here this is melted brick. As it begins to melt and become viscous and fluid, it pulls apart, separates, and forms these holes. But again, we said something cooled it off real fast as well, and it hardened it real fast and solidified and densified it to where we could see this melting action. We'll get to that as well. Here you can see what's left of some red brick. What's left of the red brick and how it gets expanded into bigger looking blocks. See the separation in the holes here. How it expanded, and here it's churned together and cooked. Here it looks like it wants to form a block. Like it's conforming to the heat field that is originally heating it up in the first place. Now look what happens. This is fantastic evidence, this phenomenon of this turning the brick into rocks, balloon rocks, how they expand out. The heat is trying to escape here and expand outward. It's trying to pop out like popcorn. Popcorn bricks popping out of the wall here. Now here, it looks like the red brick has just been turned into stone here. This is what happens to red brick during the X-Factor event. And at the bottom here, you can see the heat from the field has balloon rocked and damaged the red brick from the bottom. Here, this was all melted, hot, liquid, flowing, all red brick. Notice how the red brick is melted. Oh, the red brick is damaged. And then when it solidifies, it looks like a mud flood, but it was all liquid hot. Here, the red brick has been pancaked, and then in this layer of heat completely ballooned and expanded out and cooked the color out. Pancake brick lines cooked into block lines. We'll get to that. The block phenomenon. Again, here you can see the red brick has been melted. Again, this is fantastic evidence of the red brick being just completely melted here everywhere you look, but yet you see the wood here, it did not catch fire. It is heat damage, clearly, but it looks like the brick that was attached to the grid is more affected than the wood here, and it gets melted from the heat grid, and not so much the wood, even though the wood is clearly warped, damaged, and expanded out from the heat. Here you can see the brick turned into what looks like mud, and then block here on the left, the color cooked out of the brick. Here the red brick is maintained, and then you see where the red brick has been cooked into stone. So you have the damage from the X Factor event. You still have some red brick here where it was cooler, and where it was hotter, it churned the red brick, cooked it up, balloon rocked it. It's hot at the bottom, a little bit of red brick left where in the cooler spots. But you can see that this was all perfect red brick before the X Factor event hit and damaged it. Here, the upgraded, updated concrete molds over the brick. Here it has fallen off, and you can see the red brick underneath. Here the red brick underneath. Damaged, though. Here the red brick has been cooked into stone. Here the red brick has been mangled here. Here the red brick has been liquefied and cooked into mud. Here you have the upgraded, updated concrete molds over the red brick, and then the red brick damaged underneath it. Here a little bit of red brick, the mortar, the concrete over the red brick, but it starts to get melted together. Here the red brick is sank down into the ground, it was so hot, and it starts to cook the brick into block, cooks the color out, and they expand into block. Here, the red brick gets cooked into stones, or balloon rks, popcorn bricks, popping out of the wall from the heat. Heat is trying to escape here, it looks like to me. It cooks the color out of the brick, and then once it does that, it becomes more viscous and starts to pop out. See that? The brick lines being cooked and churned and tilted and wavy and it melted. It's incredible evidence here. Here, I love this evidence. This is actually some of my favorite evidence. I was just saying how the brick is cooks the color out, and then it starts to expand. Well, look how much it expanded out. Look, it balloon rocked out. That's why I call them balloon rocks, because they just expand. As soon as they become viscous and begin to give way from solidity to liquidity, that heat expands, takes advantage of it, and balloons out the brick, and then it hardens again into that rock. It expanded out, boom, ballooned out into this rock and hardened again. It turned the brick in, expanded it out, ballooned it out, like blowing up a balloon, like when you blow air in a balloon. Again, more red brick damage. Again, this red brick here and the wall just starts going block. I mean, distinct blocks have been cut. Look at that. You could almost grab that now. I mean, I'm not kidding. I've gone up to things like this and grabbed the block right out of them when before it was mortared together. Here you can see the damage to the walkway here. And then you can see the red brick getting damaged and cooked into that. Different lines and bands of heat. It's forming, deforming, disfiguring. what was once beautiful red brick and concrete. Here, we have the red brick, you have the red brick, and then, as I've showed before, you have the concrete finish over the red brick, and the molds around the framing. But then down here in the red brick, all of a sudden the color being cooked out and forming these little blocks. Small bricks into big blocks. Conforming to the original heat field that heated up in the first place, maybe? See how the brick is being cooked into that block here? And down here? The block effect. Cooking bricks into block is how the pyramids were not made it with block. They were red brick, but they were cooked into block. As you can see, the damage here to the red brick, and then here it's damaged. Damaged. Here at the bottom, the red brick has been mangled and charred. And at the top here of this red brick has been mangled and charred. Look like it probably hit concrete mold over that there. Here, what's left of the red brick is not very much. This is all we get. This is all that's left of the red brick. Literally being cooked into blocks when it becomes viscous, conforming to this grid heat field, it looks like. That was all once red brick. Here, the arch here is still red brick. The arch here was cooler, so the red brick remained intact. We have a cool area in these arches sometimes. Here you have the pinstripe effects of the red brick. Notice the red brick has these pinstripe effects, so when they take the concrete, the white concrete over the red brick and smooth it out, you get the pinstripes. But here, it's all been cooked off from the X-Factor event. Look what happened to the red brick here. You have red brick, and then look what happened to it. You have the red brick, and then look what happened to the red brick. Almost every other row of red bricks has been cooked into block here. Because those bands of heat in the field were clearly hotter and cooked the color out of the brick and expanded them. And you have the mortar snout as well, dripping. And up at the top, the brick has been cooked into, together and melted down into stone. Down into stone here. It looks like a mountain. All mountains were red brick. Here on the left, the brick has been cooked into block. Here, the brick just starts to begin to melt together here. And churn together here. Notice what happens to the red brick. Again, this was all beautiful red brick. What happened to it? The X-Factor event happened to it. The X-Factor destroyed all of this beautiful red brick buildings here. This was all beautiful red brick down here. And then they had put the concrete over it. And it's all gone. Damaged. Damaged red brick. And a picture from above. Damaged red brick buildings. As you can see, during the X-Factor event, all of this was churning hot, liquid, melted building like a lava. See that? See the brick lines? And on top of the building, melted like a lava. And down here, melted like lava. Of course, now there's water flowing through this, but not at the time. It probably was a street in between these buildings here. Or perhaps, maybe even a river that they had there before. Or it's just there from the street or the flowing liquid melted building for it. And again, the water takes the path of least resistance. Now this is absolutely fantastic evidence of the red brick is being melted and churned. Here it's being churned up viscous. And then what you have here, incredible, fantastic evidence of what was here was an empty, open space, and you see the heat working its way out, trying to get out into the open space. And as it works its way out, it forms crystals. The heat is trying to balloon rock out. The color has been cooked out of this crystal here. Notice the red brick here starts to turn green before it goes crystal as it's trying to expand and get out into an empty open space. It can feel that it's cooler there, and it naturally heads towards it. Heat tries to expand and escape. Here, more buildings melted, and in between the buildings are what some people call canyons and gullies and gorges and so forth, but it's just because you're looking down from on tops of buildings here. You can see the brick lines, the buildings, and everything. Red brick underneath the concrete here. And again, this is fantastic evidence of what the X Factor did to this red brick. From the bottom up, it turned the red brick into this. It turned the red brick into this block. This was all red brick, okay? This was all red brick. This starts to melt and come up. The grid was hot. This was all melted liquid building flowing around the building. It got so hot it starts to conform and become viscous, and see how it starts to churn. It's balloon rocking out here. The red brick is being churned and expanded here. Once it gets really, really churned up good, boom, it locks up into these blocks. And you can see it right here. Watch the red brick as the heat's working its way up, churning the brick, and then boom, it cooks into the block. This is a phenomenon debunking any ridiculous ideas of slaves carrying big blocks to the top of the pyramid. It's ridiculous. We just debunked it right now. Here the red brick balloon rocks out. Heat's trying to escape. When it becomes viscous, it expands outward. It's really great to if you could understand the effects of heat on objects, and anything melts at a high enough temperature. At a high enough temperature, anything and everything melts. As you can see here, the red brick has been melted and turned into this. Look what happened to the red brick. This is all that's left of the red brick here. That's all that's left of it. Here it's been melted together. Look what happened to the red brick here. Cooked the mortar in between it. Damaged this red brick. It cooked the whole ground here. Was hot liquid, melted these bricks into square blocks. Here it rock curtained out, squeezed the mortar out. Damaged red brick everywhere we look. It's damaged red brick buildings. They're very damaged. All the red brick buildings damaged. The mortar dripping out, the concrete mortar dripping out, forming rock curtains from the mortar snot. Here, you can really see the melting effect of the bricks getting melted together here, churning hot, bending, melting. Look, for cooking them. These are being cooked together here. It's literally cooking the brick and mortar together there. I mean, check it out. This is the brick and mortar being cooked together. Mortar, and then there's brick. Brick. Mortar. Brick. Now, the brick here, is that gold? I mean, what is this? Here you can see the brick bending and melting. And look at these gold flakes. Gold! Just kidding. Gold! Again, here you can see the holes where it was hot and viscous, and it, when it begins to separate, anywhere you see holes, it's a sign that it was hot and melted before, because it's separating and pulling apart. And then again, something cooled it off real fast and hardened it so we could see it. As you can see here, this became so hot and melted that it became really thin. See how thin that is? It's cooked really thin, expanded outward, and then hardened again. That was a perfect red brick. Here's the mortar in between the other red brick. And the mortar in between here. The red brick, mortar, brick, mortar, brick and mortar. Being cooked. Vitrified. Look at the brick here being melted here. Here the brick and the mortar begin to become one. And here, I love this. Because you can see the red brick here, and then you can like see where the red brick just starts expanding into balloon rocks and melting. And like you're like going like, what's going on? And here's a little bit of red brick left. Like, it cooking the color out. And again, here's this water still flowing. We'll get to that. And again, look what happened to the red brick here. It's amazing what the X-Factor did to the brick here. It churned it. Turned it purple here. Blue, green next, who knows. Look at that. It actually cooked the color out here. You see a lot of these rocks. Bloom rocks. It cooked the color out of the brick. Again, it's hard to imagine, but this right here was a brick. But it got cooked, okay, by an X-Factor event. Here you see little waves of melting on that brick. And the separation of it pulling apart, creating holes. Again, you can see the brick starting to just melt down over itself, a rock curtain from the concrete that's over the brick here. Here the red brick being melted, forming brick lines. Again, flooded by liquid melted brick in the molds over the brick. Damaged red brick everywhere we look. Damaged red brick. Balloon rocked out. Again, look what happens to the red brick here. Look what the heat did. You can see the heat trying to escape and form waves. Wavy. Here you have the concrete mold over the red brick. And perhaps an old world Chitarian being. Meditating. Contemplating. Eyes closed. Perhaps interacting with other realms. You see the red brick with the concrete damaged. See the black scorch marks. This was all perfect white before. Here the red brick has been, you see remnants of the red brick, and then what it did to the red brick, it balloon rocked it out and damaged the heat. Look at the heat damage here. That was all beautiful red brick. Again, this was all beautiful red brick at one time, and then the heat tries to expand and balloon rock out. As soon as the brick gets melted enough, it gives way to the heat, and the heat is like blowing a balloon up with air. Boom. And that was all red brick. Look what happened to it. Look what happened to the red brick. Again, down here, look what happened to the red brick here. Just damaged, melted. Even the wood is damaged and melted and cooked, but yet it did not catch it on fire. The grid seems to go after the grid melt seems to go after the brick that's connected to it. And it leaves the wood alone, it seems, except for that wavy action. Kind of Lichten effect look. Wavy. The wavy. Now on top of this red brick, you can see how it was being melted. Damaged from the heat X-Factor event. Melted red brick. And this is very important to notice here is what can happen to the red brick is how it becomes altered. and expand it into a bigger block. You can have to clearly see a bigger expanded block compared to what it was. It's very important to notice this phenomenon. Whoops, I don't mean to do that. My mouse here, the red brick, is damaged and cooked into stone. It's very important to pay attention to the detail of how the red brick is being churned up from the heat and cooked into to that stone. But it was all beautiful, perfect red brick. Here, you can even see the different levels of heat damage. This is the red brick at level 1 before it got too damaged. You can still see it's red brick. As you work your way up, you can see the damage of level 2 because the color's gone. It's more churned together. Then, here, you can see level 3, where not only is it churned up, but the color is now cooked out, and it's expanded into bigger blocks here. See how the color's gone, and it has more of a blocky look to it. So there's 3 distinct levels of heat damage, and their effects thereof. Very important to notice these things. Like I said, how the red brick gets cooked in, expanded into these bigger blocks where it gets cooked from red to black to white as the color gets cooked out. Bands of heat leaving red brick here, but you can see the rest of the red brick has been damaged. Here, the concrete molds over the red brick have been melted into the red brick. Here, the heat damage from the red brick just cooking these red brick buildings. This was all beautiful red brick, and then the X-Factor destroyed it. Here the X-Factor left a little bit of red brick around the arches where it was cooler. Here you can see the cold spots where it's still red brick. And it hasn't been, the red color hasn't been cooked out of it yet. Here the red brick has been melted to the point it's dripping down, and you can see distinct waves of dripping, wave on top of this wave. The wave has melted and formed and dripped on this wave. This wave has dripped on this one, and this wave has dripped over this one, forming distinct rock curtains and waves of melting downwards. More evidence of the X-Factor event melting these buildings. Here, again, we can see distinct levels of damage. For example, you have some red brick remained intact. We'll call that level 1. Then, around the red brick, you can see how it's been cooked into, well, I guess it might be a different color brick as well, maybe the sign, but it's blackened it either way, right? And then the concrete's damaged here, or plaque, mold. But then you can see the red brick being churned up. A little bit of the red brick left here, but you can still see how it's being cooked and churned up from the bottom here. And it's just mangling and churning up this red brick, cooking the color out, balloon rocking it, and damaging it into like a level 2, level 3 down here. Damaged red brick, a little red brick on the arches left. Here the brick begins to churn. Perhaps the Tatarian Empire put this mold on when they were 1923 years into their old world, not ours, theirs. This is not new world, old world perhaps. And then, who knows how long this was intact before it got damaged by the X-Factor event, and then another, perhaps 600 years later, to get to where we're at. look what happened to the red brick here from the X-Factor event. It's a weird Hutchinson effect looking, kind of. If you ask me, it's kind of looked like the Hutchinson effect here. Perhaps the Hutchinson effect. You'll have to research that. I don't go into that here. But maybe that's what's going on a little bit. Frequency, in other words, there's, besides heat, perhaps there's a little frequency action going on. By the way, this red brick looks, twisting around like that, reminding you of tales of the Philadelphia experiment, where it was like the Hutchinson effect, things being in walls, and people in walls. Look at the brick twisting in walls here. Heat damaged. Brick lines cooked into block lines and pancaked. Here you can see the heat damage from the brick. Here the red brick has been heat damaged, churned up and cooked. Now here the red brick has been vitrified and crystallized. It's beautiful looking, but this was red brick and it got X-factored, crystallized, blue, purple, from red to blue and purple. And sometimes when you see green, in my view, that's a giveaway to see crystal. It's like how the brick kind of goes red, green, blue, purple. Here the red brick has been cooked and churned. Just a lot of red brick damage everywhere we look. You see the red color getting cooked out of the red brick, the concrete dripping down, the mold dripping down, the rocks being expanded out and ballooned out as if they were being blown up like a balloon. Red brick damage. The ground, the road here was red brick and it was cooked into these balloon rocks. And again, look here. Look how the red brick has been just balloon rocked out of the wall here. They couldn't even, it was so damaged, they can't even cover it up to hide it. Again, this is magnificent arches here. Magnificent towers and domes and so forth from the old world, red brick. From the old world, red brick. And then at the bottom here, the red brick, the color's been cooked out. The brick size has been expanded bigger from the heat. The ground here, damaged from the heat, from the grid melt. That's all heat damaged concrete. Whoops. Again, the red brick. The color gets cooked out where it's hotter in the field for some reason. Then it begins to melt, scorch, char cooked together. Again, what we see here is like a distinct line coming from the bottom, and it starts to cook the brick together into it, what looks like concrete there. Then the color gets cooked out, begins to melt. Look at the melted red brick. The red brick road, melted, churned into bloom rocks. You can see all the bloom rocks here. What was what once red brick. Obviously it's not level. Another sign that buildings have been melting and flooding each other and themselves. Here you can see the red brick being cooked into stone and block. Just being mangled. Except from the top here instead of the bottom. Don't ask me. And now here from the bottom again, instead of that way. Here, all the brick has been expanded into balloon rocks and heat damaged. Here, the red brick has been, the color has been cooked out of the red brick. Here, you can clearly see the progress as the color is being cooked out of the brick. It's working its way this way, cooking the color out of the brick. turning it into little blocks here. Stone and block. Look at that block. Little bricks into bigger blocks. Because the heat expands them when they become viscous. Here you can see, not from the bottom, but the concrete mold over the brick, heat damaged, melting over, look at the brick, being altered and cooked, heat damaged. Here, this was all perfect red brick. Look what happened to it. Look what it did to the red brick, the heat X-factor of it. But yet there's still red brick over here. Here you can see what's left of the brick here as it's been mangled from every other direction. From the X-factor event, it's been melted. Now here you can see a clear, distinct damage to this red brick wall here. It was all perfect red brick. And now look at it. Again, you have part of the a tiny little piece of red brick left, you know. But for the most part, it's been damaged and cooked into block, stone, heat damage. But you know it was red brick here. Now at the top here, it's been heat damaged. Just this is what's left of the red brick. Everything else around that area has been thoroughly cooked. It was red brick. Here, this was all red brick. Brick lines have been sank down into the ground when it got hot and melted and cooked them into block lines. And here the red brick has been melted, viscous, flowing, forming these holes as it pulls apart and separates. Here the red brick is melted and damaged from the bottom. A little bit of red brick left. Here the brick expanded, forming stone and blocks. Here the red brick is just popping out of the wall, trying to get out of the wall, as if the Hutchinson effect is taking place here as well. Here is very important to pay attention to how the brick, red brick, was altered into block here. And then the viscousness, it sank down into the block. And they think it's technology, and that they did this intentionally. It's not technology. It's not done intentionally. This became hot and viscous and sank down. That's why it sank down. And then they began, when they become viscous, they form from these little bricks and they start going block. You can see how it goes block. Look at the size of the block here. As it's churned into big block, it becomes viscous and turns into bigger block. This is one of the best examples of seeing how the smaller red brick has been transitioned and cooked into bigger block, all frozen in time for us to see the different transition levels of it was red brick, then it gets cooked into the smaller stone and churned up. It starts to get churned up. It's churning up, and then it goes into the number 3, block. It's trying to go 3 here. Into these blocks. The 2, 3, the 1, the 2. The 2, the 2, the 3, the 3. These are the effects and different levels of the heat damage on the brick by the X-factor event. That's the briefest way I can explain it. Red brick being melted and damaged. Here, this is red brick. Here you can still see the color and shape of the red brick. Here, nobody understands and knows that red brick can be melted like this. But the X-factor event melted the red brick and it dripped down from the ceiling and then it hardened very fast again in frozen time so we could see it. So in a weird way, it's kind of a gift that it hardened very fast for us to see. But you can see that this is all red brick, and it's been damaged and melted and dripping down. Everywhere you look, damaged red brick here. You can see how it melted down here. This is fantastic evidence of dripping red brick here. Nobody knew that red brick could be melted like this. But when you have enough heat, enough temperature, you can melt anything. Look what happened to the red brick here. Melted it like ice cream, like butter. Churned up this red brick here. Look what's left of the red brick. A little bit of color left of the red brick. But you can clearly still see the mortar in between. You can see how it churned up the red bricks. You can clearly see the mortar in between all of these bricks. Here the brick has just melted down. Just churning red brick. Melted. Look at the red brick melted. Here the red brick melted from the bottom and top. You can see black marks, scorch marks from the heat. Look what happened to the red brick. Look at the enormous size of the room here. And then you can still see the red brick in the archway, and then how it got cooked and melted inside here. I don't know what's, you know, it's incredible looking melted evidence here. Damaged scorch marks to the brick here. You can see where the brick is literally beginning to churn. In Hutchinson, in fact, sideways. Look how this thing has started to churn. Okay, it was horizontal. Again, they set them this way, horizontally. Boom, it's been churned up this way. Around that way. Look what it did to the brick here. Look at the evidence here. The red brick, rock curtaining, being cooked and churned. Churned. Look at that. Look how tall the door is, built for a taller being. Here, the red brick is discolored into what looks kind of purple. Now we're going to go over some of the effects of heat expansion and heat damage from the X factor event. What we see here is a building where the outside of it is being melted downward, forming a rock curtain covering it up. And as you can see here, you can see the red brick and concrete are being churned into and crystallized. As it becomes viscous and fluid, the heat is able to expand and thin it out so fast that when it hardened back up again, it crystallized. It's like you can almost, I don't know if that is, it's like red lines, but perhaps this was filling an empty space really fast as it thinned out the liquid building so fast, and when it hardened again, it crystallized. Here's like an effect of it being churned into crystal here. And it's important to study the behavior of heat and the heat effect and heat expansion. It's very important to study the behavior of heat, more specifically, the behavior of heat expansion. Here you have these concrete columns with the pin stripes absolutely crystallized, cracked up. Cut up and cracked from being so quick. These are columns, not tree stumps or trees. It's all these red brick that is crystallized. And here is a red brick that has been crystallized. Here we find gold all over these melted buildings. Perhaps it's part of the process of the quartz crystals, brick, concrete, heat and pressure. What we see melting here, viscousness, holes of it separating, coming apart, being hot and then hardening again. Here we can imagine during the X factor event this was hot, flowing like lava, and when it densified, it nothing left It was so cooked into this fine-grained sand, but before that, the heat was starting to expand outward and upward as it became, the solids became viscous and hot, and then it was frozen in time, crystallized. Here you can see some red brick concrete to the left, and then the rest of it just melted into this blue dripping color. Here, again, what we see is a solid, and as soon as the solid gives way, it becomes viscous enough, the heat expands out into different geometrical shapes. Squares, circles, and columns is what I have seen. But as soon as this solid here becomes viscous enough, it expands out from the heat, and then everything hardened again for us to see it. In other words, it was a quick cool off. Something cooled everything off very fast and hardened everything in mid-air, the melting. Here you can see the heat expanding as it becomes viscous and more liquid and fluid. Heat can expand out and upward into these columns. Here it's more of a column that's kind of square. Here it's midstream, going crystal here. But it's all heat expansion. It's all from heat of the X-factor event. And again, frozen in time. Here's what it looks like, these little columns expanding out in all directions. See these little crystal columns? That's heat expansion frozen in time. And then we have other things giving way to heat and pressure that looks like gold, ruby, gems, crystals, quartz, etc. Many different things, silver, all kinds of different things created out of this X-factor event. With the behavior of heat, it seems to expand out in these columns like this. Kind of like Superman's cave, but that's all melted buildings, crystallized. The interior seemed to crystallize more. The heat has somewhere to expand into, and that's an empty cavern inside a building. A room in a building is where you're going to see these things expand and form crystals. So any empty rooms in any of these buildings, you're going to see, like the hole I showed before, when it's going to form crystals because the heat is expanding and escaping outwards. Again, all this was hot and it's been turned into these, churned up into these, what looks like little crystals and opals. Here's a perfect example of the behavior of heat being frozen in time. Heat expanding out in all directions, forming these columns, and then it's frozen in time, but you can see the behavior of heat forming these crystals out of the buildings. Again, you have an empty space in here where the heat is hot, the red brick melted concrete. Now it's an empty space, it gets thin, viscous, it has somewhere to go, and it forms crystals, and then something hardened it again, solidified, densified it to catch it in time so we can see it. Here at the top is red brick concrete melted, and then here it's been melted into that. Here the red brick outside, you can see what's left of it, of the rock, and in the inside, the red color of the carbon 14 squeezed into that mess. Here what's awesome is you can clearly tell that this was like it reminds you of water, reflections of water. It reminds you of sonoluminescence. But what you're seeing here is this was hot liquid melted building. And you can see that it was fluid. You can clearly see this. And then again, it's frozen in time, hardened real fast, densified for us to see it. And you can see that that was flowing hot. And again, the behavior of heat, when it gets viscous, it expands out all directions, forming these crystal columns. That's why you wonder where these columns, these horizontal columns, come from. Here, it's just expanding. Heat expansion, heat behavior. frozen in time. Light, hot liquid, melted building, flowing in hot liquid lava, melted building, churning and getting smoothed out from the heat all around it as it forms different shapes, as it flows through the current and gets held up by other pieces. In the flow, it creates many different shapes and forms. Here, we see the behavior of heat, forming a column, heat expanding outward in these columns. As soon as the solid starts to become viscous enough, gives way to the heat expansion, boom, crystals are formed. Same with this, different shapes. See all the different crystals here? The little ones, and then boom. Here, what's a little bit, what's all that's left of the red brick here? Opal churned in hot liquid building. Here, as you can see where it came from, the crystal, the heat is expanding out, forming these columns. That's how the heat expansion behavior operates and works. As soon as this solid here became viscous enough in this band of heat, boom, it formed a crystal. And again, that's all that's left of the red brick churning in the hot liquid melted building, frozen in time. All that frozen in time. Inside here, crystals, because any open space makes way for heat expansion to form crystals. Brick lines cooked into, you know, wavy, viscous lines, heat expanding out. Word, as soon as the red brick becomes viscous enough, the heat will expand out into these columns. That's the behavior of heat and heat expansion. This is all that's left of the red brick. Little pieces of it, you can see the rock, red brick, all churned up in hot liquid melted building. This is all that's left of the red brick here and here. Pieces of the rock, red brick, it's been, the heat expands out and crystallizes to different shapes. The purple is the red being cooked into purple, and then when you see the white, that's more of the red carbon cooked out. It was hotter here and still has more carbon here. Less heat here, more pressure. Less heat, more pressure. Again, as you can see, the heat is absolutely popping out and expanding, popcorn blocking out, breaking whatever, popcorn blocking out of this. This is heat expansion. As soon as it becomes, you see the little tiny ones expanding from the heat, trying to get out, escape, separating. But you see clear areas here where the heat gets hot enough and it becomes viscous and it expands and starts to push out, pushing out, heat expanding, the behavior of heat forming crystals from the X-Factor event. Here the red brick being liquefied and then solidified. Here at the bottom you see the red brick, and then the heat, it becomes viscous enough and expands out into columns and squares. You get a blue color there. Look what happened to the brick here. Separating. Here you can see little pieces of what's left of the red brick, but notice the columns, how the heat expands outward in all directions, forming these columns expanding out from the brick. Crystals forming columns. This is the behavior of heat. This is how, more specifically, heat expansion. Look what happened to the red brick. Melted. There's the carbon. Red there. Again, frozen in time. Hardened. Densified. Liquid lava. Melted building. You can see that it was flowing. Fluid. Viscous. Here you can see as soon as this red brick concrete becomes viscous enough, boom. It expands outward. The heat, it bloom rocks it. It's very similar to the behavior of bloom rocking. It's the same idea, principle. It becomes viscous enough, the heat pushes it out to form crystals. Here, you can see the behavior of heat, frozen in time, red brick crystallized. And then the red brick here, crystallized. You can even see the super hot, bright light of the heat. Here, you can still see the red brick here, crystallized. Here, it looks more pressure than heat. Why? Because there's a lot of dark carbon left in this crystal as it expanded. It's more pressure than heat, because if it was heat, it would be, the color would be more cooked out. So this is incredible to see this type of crystallization, where it seems to be trying to escape from pressure and heat, but a lot less heat, if you will. Here, a lot more heat. More of a glass look, if you will. Carbon thoroughly cooked out. Here, the red brick, vitrified, crystallized from the X-Factor event. And again, here you can see more carbon as the heat tried to expand out. So you still have carbon and color in the purple, red to purple. Here, it expanded further, but no carbon left. The color has been cooked out, and it's expanding out even further, forming new crystals, even cooked further than the purple crystals with more carbon in it. Here, it's all crystallized red brick. This is rock, not flesh, from other beings. Flesh biodegrades immediately and rots. Everything biodegradable does not turn into rock. It's ridiculous. Again, here you can see heat expanding, the heat behavior frozen in time as the color gets cooked out and expands from the brick and gives way from the viscousness and viscosity. Boom, it gives way and the heat expands outward, forming crystals, and in this case, circles. You get more of this, but sometimes you get squares and circles. And sometimes you get a being from the old world, a victim of the X-Factor event, skull that got crystallized. Here, this is fantastic evidence, frozen in time, the behavior of heat. Notice what's left of red brick and concrete, and how the heat is expanding in columns outward in all directions. A lot of columns, you know, and it looks kind of like gold, quartz, crystal. Look at all this heat behavior, frozen in time for us to study and examine. And again here, you'll have the mainstream narrative completely destroyed by my research of the truth. What you see here is this is nothing more than melted red brick and concrete forming rock and melting. And then you get your opals, crystallization, different layers. That's only become... somebody has sharpened it and used it as an arrowhead, perhaps, but it's all melted rock and concrete, and you have the different layers of opals and crystallization. It's not a megalodon. This is ridiculous nonsense. Again, our truth is destroying the mainstream nonsense narrative. It's destroying it. Again, not flesh. Flesh is biodegradable. No such thing. It's ridiculous. This is all red brick crystallized. Red brick crystallized, not flesh. Flesh biodegrades.
Thank you for watching the documentary, When the Buildings Cried. You have just completed part 3. You are now 75% through the documentary. Please continue to part 4. The link will be provided for you conveniently below in the description below. Thank you.